It builds you up. You ever walk around sometime you're down and stuff? You don't ever walk around, you're down? Sometime your natural understanding doesn't give you adequate words. Words seem to be insufficient. They're just not sufficient enough. They just don't cut it. You get down, you try to pray, don't know what to pray. Get down, lost for words. I mean, I can remember a time sitting down there wanting to talk to God, got all this stuff on my mind, don't know how to materialize the words for it, and I'm sitting there 3-4 minutes. You know what I mean? Because the Bible teaches you need to be careful how you talk to God. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You just don't go talk to him any old kind of way. No, 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 no. Yes, sir. Hey, yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. But praying in this holy language, this unknown tongue, it edifies you. It builds you up. It keeps you charged up. Is that right? And you are the one that's being blessed. That's why I can't understand why in the world would saints want to walk around depressed. If you can see that, feel that spirit, something like that coming, you know you put on the garment of praise. You know, right? You talk to Jesus. You ain't got to go walk around like that. Now listen, when you're praying in tongues, you are speaking to God and not man. 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, not unto men, not unto men." Is that right? "But unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh" what? "Mysteries." Why? Because he's talking to God. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Amen. Going down to verse 13 in the 1 Corinthians 14, it says, "Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may do" what? "Interpret." Now look at verse 14. We're going to hit this one, all right? "For if I pray," somebody say I. "For if I pray," if I open up my mouth, if I become active, if I do something rather than just sitting there. "If I pray," is that right? "If I pray," is that right? "If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth." Your what is praying? Your spirit pray. Your inner man is praying. Not your flesh. Your inner man, the regenerated man. The man that is in tune with God, that is sensitive to God. The man that you want to be close to God. The one that walks with God, talks with God. Your spirit is praying. Ain't you born again? Of the water and of the spirit. Your spirit is doing the praying. Hallelujah. "But my understanding is" what? "Unfruitful." And boy, this natural man, he can be very unfruitful, can't he? Can't he be very unfruitful? I understand that language clearly. So you see the reason why sometimes that we ain't in the place with God that we should be? Because we're not charging ourselves up. We're not edifying ourselves. We're not building up ourselves. Basically, we're just not blessing ourselves. Amen. We're just not blessing ourselves, just like the Bible says. We ain't doing it. We're waiting to come to church, waiting for one dynamic morsel word or something to jumpstart us and get us going. When God said you need to be doing it. Hallelujah. Amen. Beautiful, isn't it? Especially since you the one being blessed. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be blessed? I can bless the Lord at all times. "Praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast." You know how my soul going to make a boast? Because I'm going to open up my mouth and I'm going to say something. Whether my flesh like it or not, I'm in charge of this. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you ain't in charge, because anytime you want to shut your mouth and don't bless God, you in charge, ain't you? Ain't you in charge? Ain't you in charge? All twisted up and warped up. You yield yourself to that, then yield yourself to God. Unto sanctification, unto holiness. Amen. So if I pray in an unknown tongue, that means you. Is that right? Somebody say I. That's you. Is that right? Praying on our tongue. It's your spirit that's doing the praying, but your natural man ain't doing nothing. Your natural man don't even want you to pray. Your natural man ain't thinking about God. The only thing your natural man is thinking about is whatever's earthly, sensual, and devilish. That's the only thing your natural man is only care about, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's all your flesh care about. That's the natural man. That is the natural man. Anybody ever been in war with him before? Amen. He's very much alive too, isn't he? He cut a fool too, don't he? Even try to make you look like a fool too, don't he? Hallelujah. So this is where people get a lot of things confused about God. Because God is not the author of confusion. Amen. They try to understand everything spiritual with a natural mind. And you can't do that. The Bible tells us clearly right here in 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. You understand that? I can sit up here and talk to you all day long about tongues and sit you and read the scriptures to you, tell you what the Holy Ghost is and what it means to be filled with it. And if you walking in the flesh, you walking in a natural man, you being led by him, then the Spirit, then anything I say to you, it means nothing. Because that man cannot receive anything of the Spirit of God. Amen. He ain't going to either. Amen. You know how you get placed? You got to give them to him. Just like you got to yield your members to God. Isn't that right? You are the one making you're making a very informed decision. So if you don't want your natural man root, natural man sit there and pat you on your back, stroke you on your head and on your neck and say, yeah, you just stay here and be comfortable. Let me massage you up and stuff. And when it's all said and done, you're going to go to hell. You sit and watch everybody else walk around blessed and have our genuine smile. And you sitting there frowning. Natural man. Hallelujah. The natural man. So can a natural man receive anything from God? No. So you know if there's any point or any part of the gospel or any part of this message you're rejecting, then who is that? The natural man. The natural man. Isn't that right? Is that clear enough? Amen. Because they ain't going to receive the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolish unto him. See, it's foolish. It's foolish for the natural man. Man, speaking in tongues, that's foolishness. But the spirit man don't think that. Oh, my. See, the spirit man thinks it's foolish for you to not receive him. And the natural man think you foolish if you receive the Spirit. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So they are foolish unto him, and neither can they know them because they are spiritually discerned. See, everything that's going on, that what we're talking about, this is something that takes discernment from the Spirit. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Is that right? Then he said, all right, though, we're going to go back over here to 1 Corinthians 14. We're going to go to verse 15, all right? What is it then? I will pray